A young woman named Keisha tells her small group leader, "I am angry at God, my mom is sick again, and I am tired of pretending I am okay." The leader feels nervous. Anger at God sounds dangerous. So he quickly says, "You should not talk that way. God is always good. You need to trust him and be thankful." Keisha nods politely, but inside she closes the door. The leader answered before understanding. That is the danger of quick spiritual fixes. A quick spiritual fix may sound biblical. It may include true words, but it can still become harmful if it silences pain, shame, lament, confession, or honest wrestling. The Psalms teach us that God's people bring real sorrow to God. Psalm 13 begins with the cry, "How long, Yahweh, will you forget me forever?" That is not shallow positivity. That is faithful lament. Christian gratitude discernment does not panic when people are sad, angry, confused, or afraid. It helps leaders slow down and ask what is really happening. Ministry Sciences observes that people in distress often need regulation, safety, and reflective listening before they can process instruction. Trauma-informed care especially warns helpers not to rush interpretation or minimize emotional pain. The gospel gives us courage to listen. Because Christ is risen, we do not have to force a happy sentence onto every hard moment. Because Christ bore grief, sin, shame, and death, we can let people tell the truth before God. A quick fix says, "Don't feel that. Just be thankful. Move on. You need more faith." A wise leader says, "That sounds painful. Tell me more. What have you been carrying alone? Would it be helpful to bring that honestly before God? What helps?" Listening for the wound beneath the words. Asking permission before offering scripture. Letting lament breathe. Using the grace and truth discernment map gently. What harms? Correcting emotions too quickly. Using gratitude to shut down grief. Using doctrine to avoid discomfort. Treating hard questions as rebellion instead of a cry for care. Leaders must remember, people are often not rejecting God when they lament. Sometimes they are bringing their real pain to the only one who can hold it. Listening before leading allows gratitude to become honest. It allows scripture to land as hope, not pressure. It allows Christian leaders to guide people toward truth without rushing past the heart. Before you answer, understand. Before you correct, listen. Before you lead, be present.